Thank you for the update, Zanette. Take note of the human holdouts. We should be able to advance and take them over within the month. Those that don't accept our accommodations willingly can be sent to the training centers. There, they can learn to appreciate what we have given them. I don't want to hear of any unaccounted-for humans. If I do, this falls on your head. I am trusting you with this very important task. Gather what you need and be on your way. You're dismissed. If only the other humans were like you, Pat, they would see that this is for the best. You love being domesticated, don't you? Aren't you the most darling creature? Always know what to say to make me happy. That's why you're my pet. When the pets were brought before me, you just caught my eyes. Absolutely breathtaking while you were standing there. Eyes lowered like you already knew your place was beneath me. So naturally submissive. I knew I just had to have you for myself. I wanted to hone those instincts into the perfect, obedient, docile pet. And you love it, don't you? Oh, look at you. Knowing exactly what to say to keep me happy. That's why you're the most spoiled pet I have. It's so easy for me to do. Why don't you come sit on my lap? It's feeling a bit empty without my little pet in it. That's much better. So much softer than the cold floor, huh? Oh, that's my sweet pet. Nuzzling against my smooth chest. I remember when you commented on how odd it felt for the first time, comparing it to what you imagined a dolphin would be like. I had to ask my advisors what a dolphin was, and it just endeared me to you. I realized I could learn some things about this planet from you if you were willing to be agreeable. And look at that. You were. It's obvious from how you're nuzzling me while sitting in my lap. It makes you feel so small, having to look up at me despite sitting on top of me, doesn't it? And that makes you feel all squirmy, huh? Getting tingly feelings inside. Looking deep into my yellow eyes. Don't need to look anywhere else when Mistress is right here, do you? Mm-mm. Keep your eyes on me, looking at me with nothing but adoration. Do you remember what life was like before we got here? I suppose I shouldn't ask you that. We've been here for so long, that old life of yours is just a distant memory. You were overworked, tired, stressed, and then we came. You submitted yourself willingly, wanting to do anything to get out of whatever hellhole you were struggling in. It must have been awful if you decided that we were the better alternatives. And now look at you. You're right here, being taken care of. Doted on. Spoiled rotten, even. Whatever you ask for, you get, as long as you stay this well-behaved. I love being able to brag about you to my advisors. They always complain about their pets, sometimes disobeying them. But we don't ever have that problem. You just love doing whatever I tell you because it makes you happy, doesn't it? Pleasing mistress makes you happy. That's where you get your joy from, pet. If you're good for me, I have no reason to not take care of you like this. To show you off to my advisors. Let you be the standard for all human pets. All pets should be as small and docile as you. So petite in my lap. I only need one tentacle to lift you up. You felt it many times. The one tendril wrapping around your waist, lifting you high into the air, having you follow behind me like my tentacle is a leash for your body. I would have thought you would have put up more of a fight. With the stories of how much destruction humans cause, we expected your kind to be bigger, more on scale with us. But when we arrived, you were so small. Some of you were a little taller, sure, but the vast majority of people were like you. You looked at my kind with wide eyes, like you were both scared and excited. I wish more humans willingly surrendered themselves like you, pet. It would have made everything so much easier. Now we have to go around, rounding them up the best we can. But you would never be like the others, would you? You're different, aren't you, pet? You like being with me. You like being taken care of and not making decisions for yourself. You found yourself getting excited when you realized just how short you are compared to me. That made you want to stay with me. All it took was you realizing that you were safe and I wasn't going to harm you for you to warm up to me. Just look at you now, leaning into my tentacles as I pet you, sitting happily in my lap. You're content, aren't you? If only the others would realize that that is what we're trying to do. I want to make them as happy as you, pet. If they just surrender themselves, we could pair them with one of us, and then they could live a merry life. They wouldn't be under constant stress or hunt or fighting. But they insist on making things difficult. But not you. Never you. You're going to stay on your best behavior for me. That way you can keep getting these pets. You can keep feeling good. And maybe, just maybe, you'll get a little bit more. Depends on if you're willing to beg for it. Are you willing to beg for more than just some pets, pet? Keep going. That tone of voice isn't going to make me think you want more of my attention. If it would be easier, we can just stay like this. I know how you get, pet. You're so needy sometimes. It's adorable how needy my pet is despite their size. I wouldn't think that something so small could be so restless about certain things. Maybe it's because you're so small. You're so tiny, everything is just so much more intense for you. Why don't you try begging again for me? Let's see if you can please mistress this time with your words. Try again, pet. Good, good. That's what I wanted to hear from the start. If you had just done that from the beginning, you wouldn't have had to beg twice. Well, that's what makes you such an obedient pet. I could make you beg again if that was interesting to me. You'll do anything I ask of you, won't you? That's right. But see, now I'm getting a little interested in something else, pet. There's no need to be sad. The tentacle is coming right back. Someone is still a bit wet from this morning, aren't you? The leftover residue from my tentacles easing the way for me to slide inside again. Oh, that feels good. Keep your eyes on me, pet. You know how I like to watch your reactions. So small and naked in my lap, the fabric of my attire brushing against your skin as my tentacle starts to work you. A tentacle inside you and a tentacle stroking you. You're in heaven, aren't you? Oh, that's a good pet. You feel so good, so tight for me. You always feel so good. It doesn't matter how many times I fucked you already. I never get tired of it. Oh, you're such a good pet. A natural submissive who knows their place. The most you need are helpful little reminders. But overall, you like not having to think. You like being my dumb little pet who gets fucked all the time. It feels good to not have to use your brain, to not make choices. All you have to do is simply what you're told. It's where you excel, pet. Impaled on a giant tentacle, starting to moan as I twist inside you. You can't get enough of it, can you? The tentacle just feels so good. You're willing to do anything to get it, even if it means being treated like an inferior pet. Oh, yeah. Just look at you. You can't get enough of it. My tentacle flicks around inside you while the others continue to work you. You can't help but moan at the pleasure as you take what you're given. You're not going to ask for more because you know it won't work. Mistress gives you what she wants. Oh, I fuck you, how it feels good to me. Your pleasure is a side effect, pet. It's not the purpose of this. You feel too good for me to resist. The way your tight heat sucks me in. Oh, you're just so needy for it. So ready to be filled whenever. So responsive to the littlest touch from me. Just a brush from one of my tentacles is enough to set you off and get you interested. Oh, and once it gets inside you, oh, your brain simply shuts off. There's no thoughts in that cute head of yours right now. You're only focused on how good my tentacles feel, aren't you? That's all I can really expect of a human, isn't it? Especially one of your nature. You willingly surrendered yourself to this. Oh, this is exactly what you wanted, isn't it? Oh, it feels good to be taken care of, to be doted on because you're important to someone. You're such a good pet for mistress. Yes, you are. You're making me so happy by making me feel good. Your hips canting into my touch as you sit so well on my lap. My tiny little pet, you feel so good since you're stuffed. You must feel so amazing, being so full. I can't imagine how it feels to take my tentacle like this. I'm already so much bigger, my tentacle on scale with me. It's amazing how well you can accommodate my size, pet. That's why you're the perfect pet for me. So well behaved, so easy. And you're so much fun to play with, to take apart like this. Oh, you just keep moaning and asking for more, begging for me to be rougher, don't you? You don't care if it destroys you. You don't care if I ruin you for everyone else. You just want to be fucked until you can't remember who you are or what your name is. Fuck. Oh, you're doing such a good job, pet. That's it. Just like that. You're doing so good at taking what I give you despite your small frame. You don't even struggle to take me anymore. Just let out sounds of pleasure and rock yourself against me, trying to get more friction, more pleasure. Is what I'm giving you not enough? Are you so needy that you need more? Oh, maybe I shouldn't be so fast to judge. You don't have that much control over yourself. You're just a silly little human who is desperate to be fucked on mistress's tentacles. When you feel pleasure, all other thoughts go out the window. You're just an itty-bitty dumb pet. That's all you'll need to be. I wouldn't want... I wouldn't want any more from you. You're perfect just like this, as my tiny fucked out pet. You can feel your orgasm getting closer the more my tentacle touches you. Trying your best to wait for permission. Oh, you know better than to come without mistress's permission. You might be dumb, but you're not stupid. You're going to wait until I tell you to let go, aren't you? No, yeah. And that's why you're my pet. So well-trained and obedient. You know exactly what I'm looking for. Oh, fuck. Oh, doing such a good job. Keep your eyes on me. Making me feel so good. Taking everything I give you and continuing to want more. It's never enough for a needy pet like yourself. You always want to be fucked. You always want to be touched. You always want to come. You want all of my attention on you 24/7. It's cute how dependent you are on me. So helpless if mistress isn't around. Oh, you're so lucky that it was me who took you in. Someone who isn't going to take advantage of how sweet and submissive you are. Oh, no. I'm just going to sit your little body on my lap and remind you who you belong to. Oh, fuck. Where you stand next to me. You're always a pet. That's all you'll ever be. My tiny little pet who is always ready for me. It doesn't matter when I last fucked you. You're always ready for another round. Just how a pet should be. Fuck. Getting closer, pets. You stay right on the edge for me. You don't come until I give you permission. You're going to come with me or you're not coming at all, understand? Would you look at that? The dumb bat finally understood something. It figures it would involve an orgasm, wouldn't it? Oh, I keep having these hopes that you have more going on in your brain, but I'm proven wrong every single time. Nothing but pleasure clouding your thoughts. It makes it so hard to think. All you can focus on is how good it feels to have my tentacle thrusting in and out of you. Oh, how amazing my other tentacles feel lying against you, stroking you so perfectly. Oh, fuck. And too much for a simple pet like you. Oh, fuck. So close. Are you ready, pets? You wanna come with mistress? Oh, then come with me. Oh, don't look away, pets. Look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes when you come. Oh, fuck. Come with me. Come with mistress. What a good pet you were for me. I'm very impressed. You made Mistress very happy. I was able to put a bit more of my tentacle inside you this time. You feel good, don't you? That's a good pet. You did very well. You've earned a rest for that one if you want. You will be keeping my tentacle inside you, though. Your job is to keep it warm now, okay? Can I trust you to do that for me, Pat? Oh, so good for me. My obedient little pet. Yes, so wonderful for Mistress. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you're going to stay just like this in my lap. Naked and on display. There's going to be some meetings that Mistress has with you like this. I am expecting you to be able to handle it. If not, I'll have one of my guards escort you back to my room if you end up making too much noise. I would love it if you were able to stay quiet on my lap and keep my tentacle warm during these meetings, though. That might be asking a little too much of a human, though. After all, we know you don't have that much control over your own body. Do you think you would be able to handle that, pet? Good. You better not embarrass me in front of Yesso or Helta. They've been the ones having the most trouble with their human pets. I expect you to be on your best behavior to show them how a human pet should properly act. Can you handle this kind of responsibility? I know it's a lot. That makes me very happy to hear. All right. You are to remain quiet for the entirety of this meeting, understand? You are seen and not heard. Let's get this over with. Send in Yesso. I'm ready for our meeting.